USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Alaska has become the first state to offer COVID vaccinations to all eligible residents. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Tuesday that any individual living or working in Alaska over the age of 16 can get the shot. According to the CDC, Alaska has administered more shots per 100,000 people than any state in the union. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved extending the security deployment of the National Guard, meaning troops will be providing security for the Capitol until May 23rd. About 2,300 troops will remain at the Capitol building, down from current levels around 5,000 troops. In a statement, the Defense Department says it approved the request to extend the deployment because of continued threats against the Capitol and its personnel. And another woman has come forward with accusations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The Albany Times-Union reporting that the woman is accusing the governor of touching her inappropriately last year at the governor's mansion after being called there for work. Cuomo now faces accusations of sexual harassment from six women, five of them who worked for him at the time of the alleged harassment. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A surge of migrants at the U.S.'s southern border has included a large number of unaccompanied minors, with officials saying their numbers have tripled in the last few weeks. More than 3,000 have been held at federal border facilities. Jonathan Fahey is the former acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and tells Fox News that the border surge was predictable with the Biden administration's policies.
This is the same party that has been fighting to keep criminals in the country through the sanctuary city policy that has now become a federal policy. So, of course, this is predictable. If you say you could come to our country, commit crimes, even the most serious crimes, and still get to say, what does that say to people that want to come to our country? It says, we have an open border, we have amnesty, because as soon as you get here, you enjoy every right, privilege, and benefit that every American citizen enjoys. And the American citizens get reduced wages, and they bear all the costs.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The House is set to take a final vote on the president's COVID relief bill on Wednesday, as congressional Republicans continue to point out their issues with the measure. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
House Republicans are ripping a nearly $2 trillion stimulus bill that's expected to get final approval in the House on Wednesday. Wyoming's Liz Cheney saying the nearly $2 trillion bill is a spending burden. In the Senate, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, reminding everyone,
on top of that, $1 trillion is currently unspent. We did not need to authorize another $1.9 trillion. In total, we're about $28 trillion in debt. We did not need this.
Senate Democrats also on board with sending stimulus checks of $1,400 to prisoners as they voted down an amendment put forth by Republicans.
They had a chance on Saturday morning to stop checks from going to prisoners, from going to the Boston bomber, for instance. And on that vote, they declined. Every single Democrat wanted to continue the practice of sending checks to prisoners.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton speaking there on Fox News.
And Vermont residents were treated to a unique light show Sunday evening as a meteor passed through the atmosphere in the northern part of the state. The space rock fell as a bright fireball just before sunset on Sunday afternoon, with reports of loud booms and vibrations as the meteor passed overhead. Based on the size of the explosions, NASA scientists estimate the meteor was 6 inches in diameter and 10 pounds when it hit the planet's atmosphere. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.